Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Ozzie Guillen.
Hello, everyone. I'm back.
White Sox pre- and post-analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
La Pantera. My man destroyed la pantera. La pantera. La pantera. No. Pantera.
La pantera.
There we go.
2005 World Series winning manager of the White Sox.
Tying run at second, two out, Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws, out! And the White Sox have won the World Series.
No hold bar baseball opinions.
I'm managing one guy, I almost start crying, Aaron Dunn.
Yeah.
People ask me, like, why do you keep playing him? Don't blame me, blame Kenny and Rick, they signed him. I had to play him.
Well, did you give Adam Dunn a mental break, or he just...
I gave him two bottles of vodka with orange juice.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to the great Ozzie Guillen. We should let you know the winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos. With locations in New Buffalo and South Bend, Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And Ozzie joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Ozzie, finally, a great night for you. Finally, the White Sox break out a little bit. Good to see them actually beat Detroit yesterday night. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. This is a kind of weird ball club. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, they cannot score one run in a couple games, but all of a sudden, they score 15, 8, 10, another one. You know, it's just kind of like, you know what I mean? They're inconsistent at the plate. It's nice to see those guys start swinging the ball like this. Even we still continue to have a couple guys struggle. You know what I mean? The days Vargas playing, I think Medrad is just wow. And you know what? I'm not like to fall in love with players because obviously I know how this game is. We like one guy 1 week and next week disappear, and we've seen him before. But this kid, man, they can bring so many great things to the field. Right now is the best player the White Sox have. Well, you know me, obviously Vargas swing the ball very well, but this kid can do a lot of things on the field. Just it's nice to see something very positive in this group.
Do you like where they're using him in the batting order? Does that make sense because of his very disciplined eye? And do you think that he is your future at shortstop because he has played second base as well? And I just wonder what you think about him moving forward.
I wish pretty soon they can find either a good shortstop, a good second baseman. You know what I mean? They can keep this kid in just one position. But the way he plays shortstop, guys, you know what I mean? I never thought he would be a shortstop. Like, well, why not keep this guy in second base? But the way he had been playing shortstop, he's just a baseball player. You got to his baseball IQ is off the chart. He's had him pretty good shortstop, very steady, make the nice plays, make the routine plays. So many great things this man brings to the table, but let me know. You know, in the top line, you can lead off him, batting second. At the batting second, this kid can handle the bat very well, very well. You know, you got to move the guy over, he do it. You know how to play the game. He's the type of team player you need. This kid can handle baseball very well.
Did you get a chance? I know you said the other night you're going to try to talk to Luis Robert Jr. after that terrible series in Baltimore. He went 0-for-10 with 7 strikeouts, and then you come home and he plays, but the whole team was pretty awful. Did you get a chance to talk to him at all, and what do you think about the 2-day pause they're taking with him now?
Well, I couldn't, because those guys, I don't know, they hit by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I ain't showing up for 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I don't want to waste my time asking. You know what I mean? I do, because I want to talk to him as a personal, like friend type of friend conversation. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, wonder what's going on. Wonder what is this mindset. All the little thing I can help, because when it comes from the coach, he might not help. When it comes from the manager, it might not help. But when you come for a friend and, be honest friend, try to get what he had on, I will talk to him. But I got to have a chance to see him yet. But it seems like it's confused. It seems like he's a space out. It seems like he lost his conference. You know what I mean? So many things when you go to the plate. It's just, I tell you what, it's sad. I didn't even see a guy like that in a long time. I see a lot of that guy slumping. I see a lot of guys, trying every day, seeing the child. You know, I remember Rowdy Ventura, his first 40 game, could get a hit. And all this, but his working habit, his play appearance, it was the same one. He just couldn't get a hit. But, no chin. But it seems Pantera is I think he gets in the wrong pitch. Late for the pass ball. He's just anxious with the breaking ball because those guys don't strike. The first thing they got to tell him is, hey, you try to get back early in the season. You know what's eating, but you was walking. You was throwing a lot of strike, and hopefully that can help him. But right now, hopefully that what they're doing to him click for him. I hope he understands that, because so many information sometimes not that good. Hopefully the information they're going to give him and stick with him, because, when you're a Latin player, they say, do this. Then all of a sudden you're doing it, and it worked. Oh, my God, I changed. But all of a sudden you 0-for-4, you start putting doubts in your mind, say, no, that thing don't work for me. And that's why they have to be careful about confusing him or do something he's not comfortable with.
Talking with Ozzie Guillen, who, along with the Ozzie Guillen Foundation, will partner with Rincon Family Services for Returning for a Cause, a second annual golf fundraiser, July 15th, four-person scramble, Cog Hill Golf and Country Club and in Lamont. So I think that's a great event coming up, Oz. Let's continue this conversation, though, about Luis Robert Jr. Why do you think the Sox announced the fact that they will basically give him a couple days, almost like a mental health break, to fix his swing or to fix his approach to the plate? Would you have announced that? And how effective do you think this time off could be?
Well, hopefully it worked for him. You know what I mean? The way people treat baseball players now is kind of different. But I don't say anything. He's not playing white because it's a struggle. I want to get a mental break. I'm not going to say, he was working with this today. He was doing this, but we're not going to put pressure on himself to try to do that. Well, the only place you're going to see find out if that work or not is playing. You know, you can see it with Vargas early in the season. Like, it's something clicked with him. It was playing the same day. I mean, but I think I think the break is more mental than what it was working through it. The idea is good to give this kid a mental break. But another thing, I disagree. I'm like, hey, he's not playing because of the struggle. We're going to give him a couple of days off to stay away from the field. But not like, okay, we're going to do this because he's working on something. You know what I mean? Yes,
right.
That's the way people do stuff now. But the only way they find out if Pantera going to be good, he's playing. And I hope, I'm a big fan of this, big, huge fan. Not because he's talent, not. He's just not because I know who he is. I know, how he feels. You see on the field, a lot of times when I saw him, get a, strike out, he feel like he don't care. I want to kill him. I'm like, come on. You lucky you're not the manager. I will fight with you or whatever it is. I will. I was like, he's like, what's going on here? But, hey, a lot of people have been made different way, think different way. But I do care. I do care. And besides that, I'm hopefully come out very good because besides helping the White Sox to score some runs, I think help themselves, I think is more important.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I hear you. I watch you guys all the time, and I know that we've talked even on this show about how with runners in scoring position, there were so many opportunities. And if you just had a couple of those, maybe things would be totally different in terms of the kind of year they're having. What is it about runners in scoring position that some nights, wow, look at, hey, Michael A. Taylor just hit a home run. Other nights, oh, boy, there they go again, another wasted chance.
You know what? I wish the hitting coach answered that question. Well, somebody in the media, somebody in the media asked that question because I don't know if they are, I don't think they panic. No chance, but I think the mentality is different. They'd be like, I think they hurry, like, I have to bring this guy in. Oh, man, we didn't score that many runs. I have to put your situation like desperate to bring this guy in. That's why that's an award. But I don't have the right answer to say it because I'm not there every day with them. I think somebody in the media had to ask the hitting coach. I know the hitting coach don't like to talk too much with the media. I'm a very respectful guy. I like him. Know him for a little while. But to see what the West approach, what people think, what you guys are going for, or what's the deal with men in scoring position. One day everything worked, and the next day they like forgot. I wonder how they're going to show up today. Because that happened. Every time they score a lot of runs, the next day they shut
yeah.
it down.
Yeah.
We just wait and see. But that question, they had to come from the hitting coach. Because even the manager, you have the manager, like, we're working on it. We got to get better. We have to bring those guys in. But in the end of the day, as the hitting coach, is not the exactly what's going on, exactly what they think, because they talk to him every day.
Ozzie, Molly and I had a healthy debate yesterday about Kyle Teal, who at AAA was the White Sox minor league player of the month, and shared with reporters that he's taking ground balls at first base. And I think that with a team that struggles to score runs, I made the argument that, well, you know what, bring him up, let him play for some first base, let him catch a little, let him DH a little, get his bat in the lineup. But I also understand the value of a guy who believes he's a catcher staying down there as long as possible until he's ready to be the everyday catcher. You want to wait until that chance comes up and you give him that opportunity. How would you, as a manager of the White Sox, handle this situation with Kyle Teal, the young prospect who's ready, looks like ready to hit right now?
Wow, you know what I mean? They have a tough situation with the catching situation, but it's a nice talk to have. I think I'd love to see this kid playing here pretty soon, sooner than later, to see what he can bring to the table. And I know what I get excited because Erko, he was killing the ball down there. All of a sudden, comes to the big league. I don't think he played bad. I think they unplugged his. They don't give him enough of a bat. You know, he got three home runs, but he struck out a lot. But I think, to me personal, I thought they're going to give him a little bit more chance. But I love to see. I love his swing. He can come down here, play DH, play a little bit of first base, play a little bit of. A catcher, but the more important for the White Sox and him is to get some at bats. You're not just going to come to the big league and say, you're going to play twice a week. I think he needs to get some at bats to get him going and see what happens. But right now, if this kid coming to the big league, he has to be in the lineup every day.
And I don't argue that, Ozzie. I just wonder if, you know, and I listen, I really love what I've seen from Cuero, the rookie, but are you swapping out one guy for the other? Because it just seems like if you bring up Teal, you're going to have him catch. He needs to catch. I don't like the idea of figuring out if he can play first base at the major league level. I want him to come up and do his job and feel comfortable. And he said, the kid has said, I'm a catcher. That's what I do. You want to let him DH? You want to, you know what I'm saying? I think they ought to maybe swap the two guys out, as much as that seems crazy.
Well, I think that's what I say. You know, this guy got to catch every day. Somebody had to go down and make him as a catcher. They got to be careful. Whoever is going to replace, got to go to the minor league and get some at bats. It can be Lee, it can be Carroll. When they live here, they cannot be standing out here and like, okay, I'm going to be play once in a while, just stay by in practice. Whoever that decision you're going to make, somebody had to go to the minor league and perform down there, because those guys need a bat. Those guys need a bat, and that's a tough situation, because I like to see him catching. You know, we see Carroll struggle right now a little bit at the plate.
Yep.
I hope they continue to give him the leash. You see how far he can go. But I can't wait to see these guys playing the big league, because what I saw, we saw more minor league player games than big league. You know, we constantly watching those guys in the minor league. Almost every at bat they have, all people in the channel do a tremendous job to put those guys at bat. We can watch it. But you're right. You're 100% right. When he show up, he got to play every day.
So, Ozzie, Jonathan Cannon was put on the injured list after his last start when he was bad and probably his worst one of the season. Then he revealed afterward that he had some back issues that they kind of were aware of going into that start. How much is it fair to question whether or not he should have been on the mound in the first place, and how significant of a setback do you think that is for him?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because I think he looked like a hero, you know, like, wow, you know, I got to go to the mound. All of a sudden, nothing worked out for him. Something is like, you should say earlier, because tomorrow we got a little bit of problem on the bullpen. But in the meanwhile, I think I love it. You know, when you have back situation, back problems, okay, and especially low back, then that's gonna cure. I think that's a great idea to put in IL. And put him, come back 100% ready, ready enough to to compete, continue to compete. I think I love this kid. He's a good pitcher, very competitive. That I think is a good idea to give him some rest.
I thought Shane Smith was sensational again yesterday. He's an amazing story. He's had this great year, this Rule 5 pick that taught himself a changeup somehow, and here he is. Was it good to just see him kind of – he had a bad game, and now he's back, and he's had a lot of good games this year.
By the way, I'm very proud of him because he's bounced back very well. Last two outings, he wasn't good enough. He not throw strikes. He know yep. Find out he not throw strikes. He bounced back. Throw booty glove. It's a good ball club. Good hitting ball club. And I love that. I love when you know, in baseball it's about making an adjustment, try to get better right away, and that's what he did. Did he find out something? He find out something about what he need to get done. He got it done. And, you know, I love, you know what, be honest with you, I love anybody in the starting rotation, the ball club, because they compete. You know, obviously, they're going to have bad games like everybody else. But the one thing I love about those guys, they go out and compete and play, pitch well, give the team a good chance to compete themselves. And not, we cannot be, it's a White Sox fan, we cannot complain about all-star rotation because that's the only, I think that may be a few things, but that's the only thing being more consistent and one of the best things happened this year for the White Sox.
Great stuff, Oz.
Thanks, Ozzy. Appreciate it,
bud. See you later.
See you guys.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.